Amen. It's glad you're here. Good to be here. Good to be back at Philadelphia Baptist Church. You might have noticed I was a little bit slow getting up here. And the reason nobody comes up here is real young. And he'll run up here and sometimes he don't have nothing to say. And then he'll drag yourself back down, you know. So if you go on, see, the old man told him, said, the young preacher did that, said if you'd went on like you come off, said you could have preached. So I want to preach. Open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. I was noticing I come in the front door, I've never talking to Tim about you doing some work on the church, but must have been a while since I've been over here, because I stepped in the door and I began to wonder if I was in the right place. Yeah. Things have changed out front out there. Look good. Look really, really good. I always like to see work done on the house of the Lord. You? One of our needs, you get your place turned to the book of Matthew today. I'll try to preach in a few minutes up on a man here. Joseph, but you don't hear much said about Joseph, and I'll talk upon this or preach or whatever it might be. I got a habit here years ago saying that I was going to talk on it. So one night I got through preaching. This was the elder lady then. She's older than I am, but it takes somebody older now to get on up there. She said, Brother Buster, if you call that talking, I want to hear you preach sometimes. So I dropped that talking there. So it's a blessing to be here with you. We appreciate Tim and his family. The good Lord's blessed me with three children, two boys and a girl. And I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging. I just thank the good Lord. I don't have to worry about anybody taking care of me. In my old age, I have that feel so assuredness in my children. When I'm needed, they're there. When I'm needed, they're there. And I appreciate them today and thank the good Lord for them there. You got your Bibles open to the book of Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to start reading with verse 18. I want to try to preach on the thought like this morning. This is Father's Day, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Father's Day. I've used this thought a lot of times down through the years. I remember preaching at the Bible Baptist Church, and I'll get in it in just a minute here. He told me to watch the time, but apparently I can't even see it. Amen. It's more bad than it. But I was preaching at a breakfast. Father's Day breakfast at the Bible Baptist Church over in Scottsburg, Alabama. And I'd mentioned some boys, and I may say it today, I don't know, through the message, how I reckon I'd feel to raise a perfect boy. And at Jesus, I says, oh, well, I've never got acquainted with this young man. He come around and said, you ask your daddy, he'll tell you what it means to raise a perfect boy. I turned to find out he was a booger at one time. He really was. Amen. God, you got a hold of him and cleaned him up. And so on. Got your Bibles there. Open to the book of Matthew chapter 1 and verses 18. I'd preach on this subject. The man that God chose. God chose. To be the any way that you want to word it, but let me word it, the earthly father of the Lord Jesus, or the foster father of him, wasn't his father. But here we find a lesson. I feel, hope today, that if we recognize who done the choosing, and that was God. God chose this man, Joseph, here to be the earthly father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to just kind of look at him, and I believe this morning that he fathers here, if we'll look at it, we'll see a perfect pattern here to be a godly father.
Amen.
And we're in need of them today. Amen.
Amen.
We're in one of the most needs today of real, genuine fathers.
Amen.
That we've ever been. Amen. It's pitiful, sad, but let me read these scriptures here. It said in verses 18 in first chapter, the book of Matthew, he said, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary being espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Verse 19, then Joseph. Now, I don't know about you folks today, but I've never heard a preacher preach on Joseph, this Joseph. I've never heard him take out just how many refer to him. He said, then Joseph, her mother, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was mindful to put her away private. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for this which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord. I want you to notice that, of the Lord, by the prophet, so to say, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Amen.
Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for a good, safe trip over here, watching over us, caring for us. Thank you, Lord, for the services for. And I ask you now, we need you today. We need the working and the moving of him, the Holy Ghost, here in our midst. I need him this morning. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll just take over. I was looking forward to you being here and being with me in this meeting to deliver this. And I felt, Lord, God, that you had laid upon my heart. I asked you to use me to be helpful to thee. Use us this service, God, that us dads will dedicate our lives afresh to be that dad that you'd have us to be. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and amen. As I've already mentioned a little bit about Joseph and a little bit about dad, I want us to look at about three or four things, plus about a dozen more. I've knocked something off here, but I'll be all right. And so we're talking about today the man, Joseph, that God chose to be the earthly father of the Lord Jesus Christ here. Now, just quickly, I'll try to say, and I'm sure today that you know and heard this in the talk of it here. Now, this man, Joseph, here didn't know what was going on at this time. He didn't know. He didn't have an idea of what really was going on. I feel myself this morning that they hadn't had the opportunity, or Mary hadn't, when it come up and begin to show that she was with a child. And Joseph heard this about this here. So he went on back to dad's house after they'd got everything settled about getting married, went back to prepare a place. He's waiting on dad to tell him, that's all right, son, you can go get the bride. But he hadn't come to that hour here. So we see Joseph's dream and Joseph's plans, and everything seemed like it come to a stop right now by the outward appearance of him here, Mary, that she'd done wrong. But we find here, first of all, let me just get into it and I'll say these things as the Lord leads me to there, helps me there. First, we see here in verses 19 that God chose a saved man. Amen. And the only way, listen, church, this morning, I'm not no smart man or nothing like that. Just listen to me this day here to be the father I like you ought to be, you're going to have to get saved by the grace of God. You just can't be that without the Lord, without him. And see, we see here first, it said in verses 19, Joseph, her husband, now there's engaged together, or engaged as we call it. And let me just drop this in for good measure. You said, preacher, what? They weren't living together.
Amen.
Now they used to think how to live together for a while, it seemed like, and then they get married. Folks, God ain't in nothing like that, amen. And God ain't in nothing like that. Sometimes it turns out to be a work scout form, and sometimes it don't here. But we're talking about here the man here, and then we're looking at him, and he's laid a pattern here that us dads could follow. I believe we could be the dad that God would be pleased with. Amen. I wished I'd have known a lot of things back when I first started out that I learned on down through the year how to be a dad, you mean. I'd change some things, but I can't go back and do that right now. But we see here that Joseph had said her husband, being a just man, not willing to make a public example, was mindful to put her away private. So we see first of all that God, this word just man means a righteous man, amen. He chose a saved man. Have you ever thought about it? I thought about this maybe yesterday driving over here. I believe I could get an amen out of this day. I don't believe God would have chose a person that wasn't saved. Do you? I'd have been to father. You? No, I don't believe he chose some drunk to been the father. Don't. No, I don't believe he'd chosen somebody that wasn't right there. I believe God chose a man that really, when he looked down the road, John, and the disappointment hour was going to come, that Joseph appeared. Joseph would be and act and do like a saved man, amen? Like a saved man. So we see, first of all, that he was a just man. That's what it means. And also, I believe here in this being a saved man, he loved God. Now, God has chosen. You believe that today? Say amen. So I believe not only did he love God, but he loved Mary here. You see why? Because he didn't want to just get on her and keep pushing her deeper in the mud. Right. Where she'd went wrong and bad right at this time here. He wanted to do the right thing about it. Right. And you listen to me this morning. If you're a saved dad today, you want to do the right thing about it. Amen.
Yeah,
we're seeing here that Joseph was a saved man. But let me drop in something else here. As God did to me, as he brought this tension, this thoughts to me back in the past here, and then he refreshed my mind upon him for the message today. A saved man's life's not always a bed of roses. There's going to be some disappointment times come your way, amen, there. And here he chose a man that knew. See, we see here this disappointment hour was here, and Joseph was going to be a just man. Joseph wanted to do the right thing. He didn't want to make a public example. Didn't want to get her out there in front of everybody here and say she'd gone wrong. I wanted to do the right thing about it. So we see here there's always a disappointment. A saved man will always want to do the right thing. And the message for today is for us dads to check and look at our lives. First of all, and to be the real husband, you've got to be a saved man. Amen. Saved. I thank the good Lord tonight that I got saved. Tonight that I got born in the family of God, which besides the little mourner's banks about that long, in a little country church, looked like a dollhouse to me now. But yet there on the back side, that little mourner's bank, altar is what we call them now. And then they moved them out, amen, and if you ever had an altar in your church, sir, you take it out, you just take everything out of it. I'm talking about the bank here. You can call it whatever you want to be. I'm talking about that mourner's bank. But here on that Sunday night there, on the second day of May, 1954, I got born in the family of God. And also in that service that night, I met Tim's mother. in that service that night. God, and it comes from there. I mean, from there we got acquainted and later got married and so and raised. I had three children. The Lord seemed to take her own home at an early age. Even what am I talking about? God was good to me that night in two ways. Amen. No, not only to save me. We go on here and these thoughts in these scriptures. Not only was God chose a saved man, but God chose Joseph, a man, a praying man. A praying man. I'm talking about a dad now, a praying dad here. He's a praying. You say, why? Here he didn't want to make a put. Verse 20 tells us here that why he thought on these things. Thought on this. He said, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto Mary thy wife, for this which conceived in her as the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Folks, I tell you, the story is beginning to change right now. The looks is beginning to change. How? Because he got along, and God answered in that day by dreams. And I thank God that he don't answer by dreams now, because I have some terrible dreams once in a while. And so... And I wondered how in the world ever come. And you said, preacher, what? I prayed to God. I said, God, don't let me dream that old kind of stuff once in a while. I don't know why. I had another preacher who said, I prayed that God cleaned my mind or something. But here, Joseph here was a man that looked to God. He's a man that took out and waited on God. He's a man waited until God spoke to him and let him know what to do here. He didn't think, we'll get a divorce and all that right. Just here, he waiting what God said to do, faced with this here disappointment that had come his way there. So he was a man that looked to God. He's a man that waited on the Lord. He's a man, as I've already said there, waited after God spoke to him there in verse 20. Then we go on to recognizing something else. I can linger a little bit on it, more on these things. Here, I just happened to guess at the clock. We're talking about today here, and I definitely respect the pastor. Amen. Thank God this day. And so we're talking about all the folks here that God's chosen a saved man. Here we see it in these verses here, and God's chosen a man right here, a praying person. Dad, have you ever just prayed with your family? Do you ever have a prayer with your children? You may not start a family year, and it may be just the first thing come along there, but you need to learn to let them folks hear you pray, them children hear you pray. And I believe here that Jesus heard Joseph pray. But let me just drop that in as I was talking about a few minutes ago here. Now, here's Joseph. And I really wonder about it. I don't know about you. I wonder how it would be to raise a boy. And I've raised two of them, and they're still around, and I'm awesome still over it. Anyway, but that never done nothing wrong. It was all about that. He never did lie to Dad. He never did go nowhere that he didn't, wasn't supposed to go. And go here. God chose that kind of a person, amen. He chose this here Jesus, folks. Jesus didn't get perfect at the cross. He come out of that his mother's womb, Mary there, perfect, amen. Come out of perfect. Man had nothing to do with that. This is all God. Thank God that you can preach one message and then have four or five different added into it. So I'm talking about your virgin boy. Let me go on to you. Not only did God chose the man that prayed and looked to God, but God chose the man here that believed God. Just hang with me now. God, you go from verses 20. down through about verses 24 here, you'll find, we'll look at some of these here. Lord, look at verse 19 and 20, but look at 21 there. And he said, he told him, fear not to take Mary as your wife. That's the conceived of earth of the Holy Ghost. And he said here, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now, first of all, in those also verses 20, here we find, definitely, I'll bring it back to you in just a minute, but right now, I'm talking about a man that I really believe that he, whatever God said, he believed it.
Amen.
And though he chose that back there before the marriage took place there, a man to be the father of the Lord Jesus Christ when it come the moment there for to bring him, that Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. He wouldn't fuss with it. He wouldn't deny it. He wouldn't make fun of it there. He would believe just exactly what that angel said. Amen. But that angel, I don't know if an angel come in here this morning, if any of us would be able to talk, but anyway, it'd be God that he was. Notice here, he said, believe that she was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Then verse 23 tells us right here, not only did she just give birth, but it was a virgin. Notice, believe that a virgin. How about pastor that was preaching when I got saved, he was a real man of God. He got off up in North Carolina, and he said he's going at this Bible study that is happening downtown, and said the preacher said every first birth was a born again. Folks, it's not. There never been but one virgin born.
Amen.
Amen. And one, and so Joseph was the kind of man that God had chose would believe that here is his lady, he's going to marry, is going to give birth to God, the Lord Jesus Christ that's never been before and never will happen again. Amen. Let me go on here. I just feel like that's what God wanted me to preach to you, folks. I like him. I like him, amen, but I done learned I can preach without amen. Let me go on here. Verses 23, he said, and he, behold, he's talking to the angel, said, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted God with us. Yeah. We're talking about here, Joseph was the man that God chose, that he knew that would believe just exactly what he said here. Now, although it never happened, it looked impossible, and folks tried to deny and get around it there, but folks, that don't change it one bit. Our Savior was born of a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I like, when that angel appeared to Mary, began to tell her about what was fixing to happen, and she reminded that angel, Gabriel, that I've never been with a child. He went ahead and explained to her. And after he got through, he said to her, Mary said, whatever the Lord has for me, you know, I'm willing to accept it right now here. Willing to accept it. And Joseph here was a man to believe that. Joseph believed that she was virgin born. Not only that, he would believe that she'd give birth to who? God's only begotten Son.
Yeah, man.
Well, we need some dads, folks, that believe it.
Yeah.
We need some guys, some dads in our homes now teaching their children, therefore, that Jesus was God's only begotten Son. He was born of a virgin, and he lived a perfect life. He went to the cross and died upon the old rugged cross, shed his blood, paid your sin debt, therefore, placed in the grave, went to the heart of the earth there for 3 days and got out of that grave and ascended back to heaven, sitting upon the right hand of the throne of God right now, making intercession for this preacher.
Yeah,
I said, thank God. In my old days, I really looked forward to God being with me when I get up to preach.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not like him back when I was younger and started out there talking about folks he believed in. That to hear that you're going to give up. He said, that's God with us.
Yeah,
God, verse 24 said, believe that God also believed that she was going to give birth not only to Jesus Christ, but our Savior.
Amen.
Listen, folks, there's not no other Savior. There's not no other Savior. There's just one. Book of Acts chapter 4, that verse 12 said, there's no other name, no other one under heaven given whereby that man can be saved by the Lord Jesus. I mean, there's no way else, folks. You can be good, and there's some people better, and a lot of church folks there, but they're lost. They're lost because why? They not trusted Jesus, the personal Savior. He's the way. He's the only way. So we're talking about Joseph here. He was a man that chosen God. I've gotten chosen folks today here, and it believed God. Let me close here with something else. On down to the verses here. Not only did he choose a saved man, a man who get a praying man, a man that believed him, but he chose a man here of folks that would obey him.
Yes.
A lot of times, somebody say, I believe it. I believe the Bible. The folks, the problem with us today is obeying it. Amen. The problem was so bad here. The message would come, and it's true here. And Joseph, he could have said, I believe that. But he could have got up from that time of waiting on the Lord and went the opposite way. But let's look what happened here. He obeyed God. Verse 24 tells us here, and Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Amen. God, folks, here today. Took that wife because God said so. Amen. Not because the outward appearance, it didn't look too good right then. Let's start with, by the time God got through talking to him, it looked real good. I won't marry the woman, so I'm going to give birth to the Savior.
Amen.
He had a place there. He could have put it on television there and all that kind of it. Like this, some of these fellas try to do, and they ain't saying nothing, you know what. But here, the angel is about the real truth. Folks, I'm coming to you from the Word of God. Not a Sears and Roebuck catalog. This is God's Word. King James Version is it here. Amen. He said in that verse 24 that he bid, and he said, and took under him his wife, and knew her not, to listen to verse 25, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. We see that God chose a man that obeyed him. He took her as his wife here. Yeah. And you take it, folks, we see here today, as I've already said, the need of the hour right now. It's us, people that obey God.
Yeah.
Obey the Lord, the Holy Ghost of God. Average place I go now to preach, and I'm not a real popular preacher. I preach occasionally pretty often. Got a radio broadcast. And I preached this morning on the radio this along this same line on Father's Day. Father's about the fathers there. Folks, we needed it today, that time. But here's the whole secret. The whole secret. What kind of man did he chose? There wasn't no pre-sex.
No.
There wasn't even no sex after marriage. Until Jesus was born.
Amen.
You talk about obeying God. Amen. You talk about a man of God. Then you say, preacher, what's that mean? God chose him to start with, and he knew that'd be the kind of dad he'd be.
That'd
be the kind of dad that he'd be. For the Lord Jesus Christ, sir. And let me say this in closing. Oh, dads is a dad, a father, however you want to word it now, is to be honored.
Yes, sir.
He's to be honored there. When he's the dad that God, like this man was right here, he's to be honored.
Amen.
If you hadn't recognized your dad today, if you hadn't called him, or if you may be with him today in this service, have you told him that you love him? Have you told him today? Have you really honored him today? He might not, no doubt, he hadn't been perfect this morning here. But what we really mean, really need now, because here, it's a commandment of the Lord for us to honor our father and our mother. Honor our fathers and mothers, and to honor them today. Out of him. Let me ask you something today. Dad, Are you the dad? Are you the dad that God, pleasing to the Lord today? I tell you where you can get all that fixed up, Hope, is right here in this bank, right over here on this side, right there where you might be today. Okay, so this morning here, what we really need in the day that we're living in is God, godly men, let me say it like that. Godly dads in their days here. Men, I thought of coming over here and praying to God as I prayed along. As I drove over here this morning, many children today, they were one parent 2 or 3 days a week, but another, they don't recognize a real dad this day, a real dad. I tell you, Dad, now would be a good time just to rededicate that thing. Say, God, I want to be that day. The Word of God has showed me today the type of man that you chose to be pleasing to you, to be the dad of our Savior there. And I want to be a man near as I possibly can, lacking on him today. Will you stand with us and head bow?
Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come back to your house again today. Lord, I want to thank you for the message, for the messenger. Lord, I pray now that you will help us to receive your word, be doers of the word. Help us, Lord, to be the fathers, Lord, that you could use, you'd be pleased with. I want to thank you for each and every one that's come this way today. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us as we go our separate ways, Lord, to be that and do that, Lord, it would be pleasing to you. I pray now that you'd touch our pastor, his family. You know their needs. I pray, Lord, you'd touch them, watch over them, protect them. Give him wisdom, knowledge, leadership for this church. Help us, Lord, to be the followers, Lord, that you'd have us to be. Lord, just go with us now. Lead, guide, and direct, and we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.